I, the Lord, have spoken. Amen? So I hope that by the end of today, you'll be encouraged if you aren't. But if you are, that you would speak encouragement to someone else. So, Father, we do lift this whole service to you, every single second, every minute, God, praying that you would be in it. Father, that you would be glorified, you would be honored in our worship. Father, that you would, Lord Jesus, touch those who need to be rebuilt today. Touch those who are dry and thirsty, God. And that through this service, they would be fed and not be hungry any longer, Lord. Father, we just pray that you would just be glorified in our worship. You'd be honored in our giving. That you would be delighted with your people today. In Jesus' name. I do want to remind everybody that even though we do not take an offering, we make it as a part of our worship. So there's a box here and there's a box back in the foyer. If by chance you would like to give, make it part of your worship today. Make it you giving it to God. And I pray that he bless you for that. In Jesus' name, let's worship.
In the quiet, in the stillness, I know that you are God. In the secret of your presence, I know that I am restored. So when you call, I won't refuse. No, each new there is no one else for me, no, none but Jesus, crucified to set me free. Now I live to bring the chaos, in confusion, I know you're sovereign still. In the moment of my weakness, you give me grace to do your will. And when you no one else for me, no, none but Jesus, crucified to set me free. Now I live to bring praise. There is no one to set me free. Jesus, crucified to set me free. Now I live to bring him praise. There is no one else for me. Oh, none but Jesus. Crucified to set me free. Now I live to bring praise.
Almighty Light.
Oh, my delight. Victorious, you are alive. our God we lift up one voice. To our God we lift up one song. To our God we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. To our God we lift up one voice. To our God we lift up one song. To our God we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. 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 Singing hallelujah. 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 We'll make His praise glorious, glorious, glorious. We'll make His praise glorious, glorious, glorious. We'll make His praise. Shout His name, His glorious, glorious, glorious. To our God we lift up one voice. To our God we lift up one song. To our God we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. To our God we lift up one voice. To our God we lift up one song. To our God we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. To our God we lift up one voice. To our God we lift up one song. To our God we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. To our God we lift up one voice. To our God we lift up one song. To our God we lift up one voice. We'll make His praise glorious, glorious, glorious. We'll make His praise. We'll shout His name, glorious, glorious, glorious. 'Cause there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. He's the all-sufficient. ancient sacrifice, so freely given, such a price, but all redemption heaven's gate swing wide. Is the all-sufficient sacrifice, so freely given, such a price, but our redemption heaven's gates swing wide.
There's power.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up. 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 There's an chain, break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. everything changes as you breathe on me. Everything changes as you breathe on me. Everything changes as you breathe on me. Everything changes as you breathe. My fears and all my dreams, all my heart and my soul and all I keep. Here as you teach me, Lord, to be my family, everything changes as you breathe. Everything changes as you breathe on me. Spirit blows. Spirit is your spirit, Lord, that we wait for. It is the glory of our risen Lord. It's on the signs and wonders that you bring. How everything changes as you breathe. It is your spirit, Lord, that we wait for. It's on the glory of our risen Lord. It's on the signs and wonders that you bring. How everything changes as you breathe. Changes as you breathe on me. So won't you come, won't you come and breathe on me. Won't you come, won't you come and breathe on me. Won't you come, won't you come and breathe on me. Oh, won't you come, won't you come and breathe on me. Won't you come, won't you come and breathe on me. Won't you come, won't you come and breathe on me. Oh, won't you draw so close that you can breathe on me. I want to know you more and more, not just the peace you bring. I want to know your heart, to know to be alive within this dying world. So let it shine, let it shine,
So close, but when we hold him at arm's length, there's only so much power that you're letting him breathe into your life, because he's not really in that close of proximity to you because of pushing him out. But as the song says, everything changes as you breathe on him. Your hurts, your disappointments, your struggles, your fears, when you let him and you say, okay, Jesus, just invade my space, Father God. Come and breathe on me, Father God. I want to feel your breath, Jesus. Everything changes. Nothing can stand against you. The enemy has no power over you. Everything changes as you say, Jesus, just breathe on me. Won't you just breathe, Father God? I don't need anything else but your breath, Father God. God, come and change my life. Change the way I think. Change the way I feel. Change the way I move, Father God. God, won't you breathe on me today, Father God? God, I invite you into my space, Father God. Won't you come and breathe on us in this place today, Father God. God, just come and move. Spirit pour. Jesus, we love you, Father God.
It's on your spirit.
It's on your spirit, Lord, that we wait for. It's on the glory of our risen Lord. It's on the signs and wonders that you bring. How everything changes as you breathe on me. Everything changes as you breathe on me.
Let's go back to my hopes.
All my hopes, my fears, and all my dreams. All my heart, my soul, and all I keep. Here as you teach me, Lord, to lead. Every everything changes as you breathe on me. Everything changes as you breathe on me. Everything changes as you breathe on me. I let you in.
You breathe on me.
Come invade this space, speak.
Everything changes as you breathe on me.
Come fill this heart, Lord.
Everything changes as you breathe.
Come and fill this heart. Fill this heart, Lord. Come and fill this heart. Oh, 'cause everything changes as you breathe on me. Everything changes as you breathe on me. this life, ooh, I'm holding on. You can break the chains. You can break the chains. There's power in your name. Power in your name. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. So break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Break every chain,
break every chain, break every chain.
Trust in the Lord. Do you trust and obey today? Hallelujah. My spirit just overflowed into this morning. I just stood there a few minutes ago. God just working the inner part of my soul. I just feel this power in this place. It's not about us here. It's about the power of God. He's a good God. We should be praising Him. As many times as we hung out in the old bars and the old nightclubs and partying all night long. Shatta. This is the place to do the partying here. This is a party house. This is a house we can shake it up and shake it down. We can rejoice with all Almighty in the kingdom of all kingdoms in all heavens. I just want to acknowledge my Father this in heaven. I want you to acknowledge Him with me to this morning. Acknowledge that our Father that's in heaven. He give us everything in our lives to understand the way. The way is on that journey today that people's got sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. And He said, make a joyful noise unto Him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's make a joyful noise unto Him this morning. Make a joyful noise. We're going to overpower anything that Satan got for us today. Satan don't have nothing in this house. This house is our Father's house. If you want to get up and jump for a minute, you go ahead and jump. We want to hear that. It's power in the name of Jesus. Power.
No weapon formed against me will prosper. No weapon formed against me will prosper. No weapon formed against me will prosper, says the Lord. Oh, no weapon formed against me will prosper. No weapon formed against me will prosper. No weapon formed against me will prosper, says the Lord.
No weapon.
No weapon formed against me will prosper. No weapon formed against me will prosper. No weapon formed against me will prosper, says the Lord. 'Cause there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power. To break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. So no weapon formed against me will prosper. No weapon formed against me will prosper. No weapon formed against me will prosper.
seed will prosper. No weapon formed against me will prosper, says the Lord.
So I will dwell.
So I will dwell the shelter of the Most High God. I will rest in the beauty of your presence. Your faithfulness is a shield and my great reward. I will not be afraid. I will trust in the Lord. I will dwell the shelter of the Most High God. I will rest in the beauty of your presence. Your faithfulness is a shield and my great reward. I will not be afraid. I will trust in the Lord. Will trust in the Lord forevermore. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the
He's saying to us,
I will never grow old, never grow stale, never turn a deaf ear to my people. I'm unchangeable, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm new every morning, triumphant in my glory. A roaring pull on man, calling deep unto deep to hunger and thirst for me. I rent the veil, I've done it all, forever unto eternity. Do not doubt me for a moment, I'm faithful to the end. As my wind blows on your face, I'll whisper in your ear and unfold golden threads of divine joy in the knowing of me.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I don't know if I've told y'all this because I haven't been here for a couple weeks, but I got to pray with one of my clients, say about 3 weeks ago. All her children, you know, are ages and grown, and one of her sons has a wife who has cancer and has been battling cancer for 5 years now about. And she's a teacher at East Valley High School, and she had to give up her work. Well, she got sick in the last 6 months, and she got a fistula, whatever you call it, on your internal organs. And so they were taking her into a surgery. And the surgery was so serious that they didn't realize how serious it was when they went in, and they found out that things had fused together on the inside. So they had like four different surgeons there for her. And when they were doing the surgery, the oncologist was there and said, hey, while I'm here, let me just take a look. And he poked and he prodded, and he found no more cancer. He found one spot of cancer on her appendix, and he removed it. And they have told her she has a clean bill of health. She has to go one more round of chemotherapy just to be sure, because, you know, doctors just want to be sure. But I got to pray with my client, the night before, the day before, her daughter-in-law was to go into surgery. And then next day, she was looking for me, searching me out to let me know this good news, and told me, thank you for your faith and your prayer, because I know there's power in prayer. And let me tell you something, this woman is of the Catholic faith, you know, and I'm of this, you know, Pentecostal faith. And so, yes, it doesn't matter who they are. When they need prayer and God calls you to pray with them, pray with them. Because it is a gift you are giving that you don't have any idea of what's going to happen when you're done. It is the power of Jesus, and it's the power of his name. And the prayer that you do with people, Lord has put me in places to pray with people, and I'm like, God, why here? But you know what? It works every time he comes and he answers. And he comforts, and he just does what he does because he's God.
Amen. You know, we keep going back to this song, There's Power in the Name of Jesus. And Brother James spoke about it, and now Vicky spoke about it. And you know, in the scriptures it says, I know the thoughts and the intents of your heart. So I want us to do something. And it's a little different, but we're all about being different here. So if everybody could stand up for me, and everybody, if you're able to, and everybody, there's always something that we're dealing with or we're struggling with or we have a need for somebody we know. And as we sing this song again, and I want you to speak the name of Jesus to that situation, to that thought. And I want you to hold that thought in your heart, like I said, because he knows the thoughts and the intents of your heart.
Yeah.
And I want you to hold that in your heart, and I want you to speak the name of Jesus into that situation. I want you to speak the power of the name of Jesus into that issue, that hurt, that struggle, whatever that need for somebody else that you're holding in your heart. So if you could bring that up for me, Glenn, that would be awesome.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
So I get this picture in my mind of some prisoners, and they're in chains. And the first one has shackles on his arms. And the jailer, the person that either can let them be free or keep them chained up, has come up and he has placed the key inside the shackle and he's turned it where the shackle opens up. Now, if you can imagine, and you've probably seen police shows or even maybe in real life, I don't know, but where the shackles of Odo open up, and a prisoner normally does this because it's been tight on there and it's like, you know, kind of painful, and they kind of shake. And then if it's been opened, the shackles will kind of fall off. And then I see another prisoner and the shackles are around his feet and they've been opened and they've actually fell to the ground at his feet. But unless you know you've been set free from those chains, unless you walk out of the boundary of where those chains were, you're not going to know the freedom that you have.
Amen.
Now, we can walk all we want bound up in the things from back there, but unless we shake those things off and walk out of there, we're going to still be bound whether or not the lock is attached or not. Do you see my point?
Yeah.
So what do you need to be free from today? What's holding you back? What is it that you need to just walk out of? Is it fear? An ungodly fear? Is it remorse? Is it regret? Is it sin? What is it that you need to walk out of that you've already been set free of? You just need to walk it out. So there's no mistake that this song keeps popping back up. So if that's you in any way, shape, or form, you know where freedom is at, and you need to walk out. And that means get out of your chair. Walk down here for agreement in prayer. Let's get some freedom in this house today, people. Let's not walk out of here bound still. Let's get out of those chains and let's walk in the freedom that's your inheritance in Christ.
Jesus, 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 there is power. Just that name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Every chain, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Okay. Our God is so good. And he loves us so much, and his gifts are so great, that what happened 2 weeks ago, the word that was broken, that was spoken forth and released in this church, three men did not respond to that. And you know, that's okay if you don't want to, but one of you is because you didn't trust. You didn't trust that you deserved it. Another didn't want to bother. And the third one said, that's not for me. And I'm telling you that what you heard from James, what you've heard from Stephen, and what you've heard from Gaylene, the Lord is saying, break every chain.
Yeah.
Every chain is to be broken right now, this day, not to be picked up and carried any longer. You don't need to drag it. You don't need to think about it. You don't need to carry it. It is not yours. The Lord has broken every chain. So break it off. And just say, amen. Lord, love you, Lord. Fill me, Lord. And walk out. Walk out. Step out. And the glory of God. Amen, God.
Amen.
Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, 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 break every chain.
There's a part in this song that goes, there's an army rising up. And we're rising up because we don't have the chains on anymore. We can finally stand up. We're not being weighed down by things that keep us here. We've been freed, and we're rising up. So let's sing that part.
There's an army. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up.
That's you and me.
There's an army rising. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. You're the all-sufficient sacrifice, so free.
Things out in our own mind and schedule things, but you know, I don't want to fulfill just a whole bunch of plans and say that we completed a service and put it in the books. Because I want what God has for us today. And I want all that He has. And I know that a lot of people have been touched. And a lot of hearts have been moved already. But I want to remind those three that Barb was sharing about. If you haven't responded yet, that there is opportunity right now. There's opportunity when you leave. God is not limited to this space right here, which I'm so glad. Because then to meet God, we'd have to come here all the time. And we'd have to let the heat go all the time, and the expenses would be huge. But it doesn't work out that way. We can meet Him anywhere. We can have intimacy with Him anywhere, anytime, any day. Not just Sunday, not just another church day, but anytime, any place. In the bathroom, folks, it does not bother God that you're praying to Him while you're in the bathroom. Because He made you, and He loves you, and He accepts you and receives you as you are. And He wants to do something in all of us that I don't think any of us can even comprehend or imagine. The amount of glory that is being released in us is really incomprehensible in this day. It's hard to understand what God's doing in this natural mind, so you can't use your natural mind. You can't use your own reasoning to get what God's doing. You have to get it by the Spirit. And the only way to get it by the Spirit is to let your spirit rise up. Let your spirit, man, as it says, you know, we're waiting on you, spirits. Holy Spirit's waiting for us to let our spirit roll and be the governing force of our life. And I'm so appreciative of all of you. I'm thankful that you're part of our faith family. And as a family today, we're going to go ahead now and take communion. We're going to go ahead now and receive what God has for us. Whatever was ready for the children, I'm sure will be good next week. But I want you to know that I believe that I have received a grace to understand something that was lost from the body of Christ. And that is this act of communion at the communion table. That when we take of the bread, which is the body, and the juice, which is the blood, that more than just a symbolic representation of the work of the cross or the remembrance of what He did on the cross is taking place. If we enter into it. It's only as powerful as we apply the faith to let it be powerful. Jesus said, on the night that He was betrayed, He took a cup and He took bread, and he told His disciples that this is my body that I'm going to give to you. And do this and purposefully remember what I've done for you. Remember what I did for you on this night. When you remember what I did for you, the power of what I did for you can be activated. The power of His broken body making us whole can be activated in our lives. We were singing about break every chain. This is a gift for us to remember what He did to break those chains. What He did to set us free. And in this cup is juice, but today it's going to be the blood of Jesus, because it's the blood of Jesus that gives us life. It's the blood of Jesus that gives us the soul of God. The essence of who He is. And He's left it for us as a gift. See, communion is a gift. It's a gift that He left us. It's a gift of a physical, tangible substance that we could hold, because we're pretty physical. We tend to really need things that we can hold and touch. And as we hold these two substances today, it's as if we're holding Jesus, folks. It's just as if we can apply our faith to that. This is his body. This is his blood. And these two substances bring life, bring eternal life, bring everlasting life. He said, Jesus, in his own words in John 6, that we could live forever, aside from when he said eternal life. I'll let you go ponder that one. I believe these are substances that transform us and change us into who Jesus is. Just as the Word of God does, this, when applied by faith, does another transforming work. And so would you come up as family, and you're going to continue to play, Glenn? Okay. Grab the elements. And we take communion a little different here. We do it family style, all at once. If you're unfamiliar with this, we're just going to just, as a family, take it together. And if you were hesitant about taking it, for whatever reason, something maybe is in your life, something that you've been dealing with, just give it to God. You're good. Because he's cast our sins as far as the east is from the west into the sea of forgetfulness, however you want to put it. So it's your mind that's stopping you. It's not God. So all you have to do is say, Lord, forgive me. And I just receive your grace right now. I receive your gift of life. So let's just do something a little different. Let's just, in agreement, as I pray along with me, see if I can work this out. And let's just receive the life that's in this. Father, I thank you for giving your son for me. Jesus, I thank you for giving yourself for me. You laid down your life. No one took it. And you did that for me. Now, Lord, I receive the life that's in your body. I receive the life that's in your blood. I receive, Lord, every chain broken in my life. Freedom. I receive freedom, Lord. Today, as I receive your body and blood. Now let's go ahead and receive now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We receive your grace, Lord, to break every chain. We receive your grace, Lord, to be transformed. We receive your life, God. We receive your transforming power, God. We receive, Lord, your life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now on, because we That's good. Brother Ken just wanted to remind everyone that for those chains that were laid down today, don't trip over them on the way out. And please do not pick them up and take them with you. That would not be good. That would defeat the purpose of being set free. Hallelujah.
Hello. Wow, that mic is hot. Quick announcement. Tonight, we are going to have our first Tapping In meeting. And if you want to experience the kingdom of God in a new way, with some fresh revelation, maybe a way you haven't experienced it before, I encourage you to come tonight. We also have a couples weekend coming up for married couples. It is February 27th and 28th. If you would like to join, we do this once a year. How much is it? We haven't determined a price, but generally we have food, correct? I wasn't there last year, so I can't remember. we had a baby around the time, I think, or we were gone. Not last year, our baby's two. Anyhow, so I'm just going to leave this up on this table for right now. We're going to pass it around next week as well. But if you and husbands, I'm probably actually speaking to the wives because you're going to be the ones putting their names down on here, fill it out. It's a great time. You're going to come and speak. We're gonna experience Jesus in a new way and learn some fresh ways and to deal with marriages and to seek Jesus together. So I'm going to leave this up here. We're going to pass it around next week. And also, I want everybody to give it up for our worship leader, Glenn. You know, this worship service every week is on his heart all week long, and he prepares for it all week, and the Lord has really blessed him with the ability to step up, and that song that we sang today, Come and Breathe on Me, Glenn actually wrote that, and it was inspired by the Lord. So I'm so grateful for him and for the heart that the Lord has given him for our worship service. So if you could give it up for our worship leader, Glenn, one more time.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Found in the nursery some glasses. If there are anybody's, I'll be wearing them until the end of the service. So you can come and get them from me, okay? Anyways, thank you, everybody. That was our worship service today. We just love Jesus, and I'm so grateful for what he does. And that we allow him to move how he wants to move and not how we think it should go, right? So go and have a great week. Touch somebody. Tell them Jesus loves them. And tonight, 6 o'clock, Tapping In. If you could be here, I'm going to be here. It's going to be awesome. Downstairs in the blue youth room in the very corner of the church over here.